Good afternoon. This WOL traffic and weather update is sponsored by KFC. On 295 southbound, you're slow from Benning Road down to Pennsylvania Avenue. Southbound on Interstate 295, it was pretty slow from Suitland Parkway into the work zone that is after Malcolm X Avenue. The left lane is closed northbound on 295 after Malcolm X Avenue. It was construction in the left lane, delays up from the NRL to get past it. KFC's $20 fill-ups will feed a family of four with eight pieces of delicious fried chicken, two sides of taters and gravy, coleslaw, and four flaky biscuits for just $20. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Now your WOL weather forecast, partly cloudy today with afternoon thunderstorms, a high near 93, down to 74 overnight tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, afternoon thunderstorms again, though, and a high near 94. Steve Firstborn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
Greetings and welcome back to Oneness Mobility Radio Talk Show, a show about independence and accessibility and the world beyond. And Oneness Mobility, we like to say work wonders. And please check us out at www.onenessmobility.com. And that oneness is spelled O-N-E-N-E-S-S, oneness. First S stands for service, and the second S stands for safety. Bob, so let's get back to about, because, you know, everybody do studies, and I'm sure the national organization you belongs to that certified and all. And I think they put out a quarterly or some a magazine throughout the year. And in their assessment, I know they also have a lobbying arm that's up on the hill lobbying like most successful large organizations. And what do they glimpse into the future and the needs of as transportation, as our society, not only getting older and having disability, but also the millennials seem to want to live in a walking community. But so can you address that and have you all address that?
Well, we have. And what Anita is working on and is always working on is the safety of folks that are in these vehicles, whether they're drivers or being transported, and making sure that the equipment that is being used in this is being tested, crash tested, and certified that it is of good standards, and making sure that the technicians who are installing this are trained and have the knowledge to install and repair this equipment. So they're like the good housekeeping seal for the industry.
Okay.
And they're doing a marvelous job of making sure that our folks with special needs are getting the attention that they deserve versus having equipment out there that's is worthy and safe for them to be, transported in.
Okay.
So they kind of work hand in glove with National Highway. You know, we're kind of like, you know, underneath of them.
Right.
The National Highway does a very good job of policing the industry for anything that rides on their roads, trains and planes and all. So we're just making sure that the community that needs this specialized equipment is getting the same fair treatment as everybody else.
And just before we bring Mr. Sewell up, I want to say how people listen to the show. I was at a meeting in Greenbelt where they dealing with the Meg-Leg situation, and as well as another transportation situation coming through, and as well as the governor wanting to widen the road. And somebody said something about, no matter what they do, they got to check out with the National Safety Administration. So somebody say, oh, yeah, because I heard it on the Oneness Mobility Radio Talk Show. Those are big boys. They don't care what they decide to do. They got to talk to them hand in hand. So is that right, Bob?
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're not going to, nothing's going to be done to the roads unless National Highway says it's going to be done.
Okay. So before so
they can come up, so when they come up with everything that they want, unless National Highway says it's going to be done because they own the routes,
okay,
it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, and they, you know, here again, our listening audience, and we're here to educate them that they did not understand that the National Highway Administration had the last say in what's going to go on in these roads. So the county can say what they want to say. The little cities can say what they want to say. The municipalities can say what they want to say. But believe me, somewhere in there, the National Safety Highway has their word. So we bringing up Mr. Sewell, our customer service specialist, who always educating us, taking us to school, and bringing us information that educates us. Mr. Sewell, how are you doing this day?
Hey, good afternoon, Reverend Ray and Mr. Bob.
Now, Mr. Sewell, I have something to ask you. Now, I understand that you have a pet dog. Now, what kind of dog you have?
A French bulldog.
Now, okay, I ain't gonna mention the French part, but somebody said to me you had to take him to the doctors. Is that right, or something?
I had to take her this morning.
Okay, now my understanding, if you got a bulldog, they the one that send people to the hospital. They don't go.
This is a French bulldog.
That's what I'm saying.
Bulldog.
What did that French part do to the bulldog?
Nothing.
Okay.
They just look cute. That's all.
Oh, just look cute. Okay. Okay. Because when people hear bulldog, you know, the first thing they think about,
they're
vicious.
You know, big old pot-bellied dogs
right,
looking at you.
Right. All right. So we hope it's doing okay, because on this show, of course, you know, people very sensitive when it comes to dogs and animals, because people with disability have service animals. And, you know, and that's like just part of their life that make their life you know, what it is in most parts. So, Ms. Sewell, what you have to share with us today?
Well, I have a two-part, and you may want to carry on, but I just want to remind everybody about the 400-year anniversary of slavery.
Mm.
Not many people know about the white lion.
Ooh.
But I want to pass that on to everybody, because as we grew up in the school, we all heard about the Mayflower. But before the Mayflower, there was the White Lion, and that was the real boat that kidnapped Africans from Africa and brought them. But nobody talks about that.
No.
So there's a little history lesson everybody may want to Google or go to the library and read about. The White Lion that arrived in the States some 15, 18 months before the Mayflower.
Wow. And it had slaves? It was all part of the slave?
That's how it all started.
Wow, and that started the triangle with the beer and the
triangle, rum. Which brings me up to where Oneness Mobility is, and it's something that we never talked about, but it's important for people who want to get in business, become a part of business. Oneness Mobility for the past 5 years have been putting people in business, transportation business, lift business, using wheelchair accessible vans to help them transport other individuals around. And we have a finance arm that will help consumers who want to get into the transportation, want to get started with a couple vehicles. We have a finance arm that will help them. We want to be an incubator for the community at large. And there's a lot of businesses connected to our industry that Bob can talk about next week that we don't do. I'll give you three right off the top.
Please.
Wheelchair and scooter servicing.
Now let me stop you right there. Now, that is so important, Mr. Sewell, because I have been on the van, and I have been Metro Access van in other places and meetings where somebody's wheelchair stopped, And there was no one they could call right at the moment to bring the come pick the wheelchair up or give them a rental chair. And the turnaround time on getting these things fixed is, I mean, it just immobilized you. So, yeah, thank you.
How about Oneness Mobility will be an incubator in helping anyone wanting to start that business out? And, of course, you talked about rental. A rental vehicle, we can also help. We want to become an incubator to the community, and it's funny we didn't talk about it, and We have the financing arm for people who want to get into the transportation business, who wants to have a wheelchair accessible vehicle for Lyft or Uber. We have the means to get them started.
That is tremendous. Wow, that is tremendous. And all part of being socially conscious about your community, your Black community. I take my hat off to Oneness Mobility. Go ahead, Mr. Continue. We have a couple of minutes. Continue, Mr. Sewell.
And the one thing that we need to understand that, aren't we still enslaved? Becoming an entrepreneur, becoming an investor in the business, maybe one day you want to partner up with Bob. Maybe one day you want to buy out Bob. But that's really our responsibility now, is to try to get away from this inequality that we've been suffering for years.
Wow.
So what I like to put out to individuals who want to get involved with the industry or wants to start a business in the industry, feel free to call Bob or myself up. We'll put you in the right direction. Oneness Mobility wants to become an incubator for the community, and in fact, I'm sure Bob will not turn away anyone who wants to invest, open up another location, buy him out, but opportunities are all over the place.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for that, and we're going to explore that more next week, because I'm sure we're going to be getting a lot of inquiries about this, and this is what even WOL Radio 1 is all about, helping to promote and increase and multiply Black businesses. Brother Bob, we're up against it. Anything to say before we depart?
Well, I just dovetail on Mr. Sewell there, and yes, we are looking for and to take this to the next level. We are looking for investors to come partner up with us and take this to a higher level.
All right. You have the last word. You've been listening to Oneness Mobility Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor, and my co-host and owner, Mr. Bob Afrin. And we always like to say, independence is a privilege, but accessibility is your right. So until we meet again, happy highways to you. God bless and be blessed.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL at 95.9 FM.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm Ellie the Mammoth, and my friend Sid the Sloth knows what being a great parent is all about.
I'm responsible, loving, nurturing.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WOL Washington, D.C. W240DJ Washington. 95.9 WMMJ HD3 Bethesda. WKYS HD3 Washington. WPRS HD3 Waldorf and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views.